All right, so we are holding. Right, we said we were going to do Nivel Ameis and Halanas Ameis. That was going to be our goal for today. So we'll start with Halanas Ameis, and then we'll move into Nivel Ameis because the two are very much connected, obviously. But the sugya of Halanas Ameis, which is is Simin Shin Nun Zayin Israel Lana Sameis Masai Mutala Lino. So the sugya is a sugya Masech Sanhedrin that we've already seen, because it's not really a sugya about Halana Sameis. The primary sugya is really about Hespin, and whether Hespin is Yakr Deshichvi, Yakr Dechai, and the Gemara brings many, many rayas to try to resolve that question, whether Hespin is Yakr Dechai, Havi, or Yakr Deshichvi, Havi. So the Gemara says, L'may Nafkamina, then tries to bring many, many rayas. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, the seventh raya the Gemara brings, and that sugya of whether Hesped is Yakr D'Shichvi, Yakr D'Chai, the Gemara says, Toshma, Helinu L'Kvodo, the Mishnah says in Mem Vav Amud Aleph, if they're Melinus HaMeis, for the cover of the mace, L'Havilo Aron V'Tachrichin, in order to delay so that they could bring Aron V'Tachrichin for him, ain't over love, so it's not a violation of Lo Sullin. So my love, the kvod shel meis. The Gemara says, isn't that a raya that the meis is mischabed by bringing all these things for him lachar moso? So don't you see that the hesped is because of the kavod of meis? Says, well, no, the kvod shel chai. No, it refers to the kavod of the chai, not the kavod of the meis. Meaning the krovim of the meis are mischabed by having a proper levaya. So says Gemara, mishum kvod shel chai. Mavisle the mace, you're going to be mailing the mace because of the kavod shel chai. You're going to delay the burial because of the kavod shel chai. In kiyamer rachmana lo sullen of las aleitz dumya detaloi this baby zayon avalacha kiyim the last baby zayon lo. When the Torah says lo sullen of las aleitz, that's only an iser of halanas hamace when you're doing something that's similar to being tol ala eitz, where there's a bizayon that you're leaving him and saying it seems like no one cares about him, you're just like abandoning the body. But over here, where you're dafka holding him over in order that she's chabdu bo krovav, in order that his relatives should receive some honor through that, so that's not a bizayon, and mimela it's not lo sullen. So a tremendous yesod that seems to emerge from this Gemara, that the iser of lo sullen is only when it's going to cause a bizayon, but when you're not doing it biderech bizayon, then it's not a violation of lo sullen. I guess I probably should have read to you the Mishnah on Mem Vav Amud Aleph that this is quoting, but anyway. The Mishnah says that kol ha-melines meso, anyone who is melines ha-meis and he doesn't bury him until the next day, over below saseh, is in violation of a low saseh. But the Mishnah says explicitly, helinu l'kvodo, lavi l'arim v'techrichim, eino over love. That if it's l'kvodo, if it's for his own honor, to bring arim v'techrichim, then it's not going to be a violation of lo sullen. So that's that's the discussion. So the Gemara then says, the Gemara then brings another raya, Tashima. Gemara says, bring another raya on the issue of halana, on the issue of hesped yakud chayir yakud shichvi. Helinu l'chvodu l'shamea alav ayoros. If let's say you leave the mace unburied in order that people could find out about it and gather for the levaya, lahavi lo mekoninos, in order to bring people who could be mekonein to create a proper mood at the levaya, lahavi lo arun v'tachrichin, or the tzarchei mace, you need arun v'tachrichin, eino over love, shkalos eino l'kvod shel mace, because whenever you're doing any of these things, it's for the covet of the mace. So the Gemara says, hachika mar kalos l'kvod shel chai, ein bo bizayin l'mace. It doesn't mean l'kvod shel mace, because it's not necessarily yakr d'shichvi, it means it's l'kvod of the chai, and therefore therefore it's not a bizayon of the mace. But the point is that whenever it's not a bizayon of the mace, then it's not a violation of lo sullin. Right? That's what the Gemara seems to be telling us. That's the message of this Gemara. So essentially, you're not allowed to do alanas mace, a violation of lo sase, mishnah is explicit, but whenever it's lekvodo, whenever it's even lekvodo shalchai, whenever it's letzarchei mace, it's simply not a violation. It's not included in the Isser. So the Rush writes in third parak of Maikatan Sim Mem Aleph that it's not only if you need mekonenos or you need to bring aron v'tachrichin, even if relatives, you need to delay in order for relatives to come into town, and that's certainly very, very common. That is a very, very common kind of a situation where there's a relative lives out of town and you want to delay in order that one of the children should be able to make it to the levaya or to do a proper kavod of a levaya. In Rav Sternbach and Tshuvas Vanhagos, Chelek Aleph, I'm going to share with you a couple of Tshuvas from Rav Sternbach today that I found interesting relating to these topics. So in Rav Sternbach and Tshuvas Vanhagos, Chelek Aleph, Simon Tuf Reish Pei Zayin, he suggests that that's only true, meaning what the Rush writes, that you can delay the burial in order that a relative can come, which the Shulchan Aruch quotes, of course, in Simon Shin Nun Zayin Sif Aleph, Kedei She'yavo'u Krovim, right? That's only true if the relative is a Shomer Torah Mitzvos. But if the relative is not a Shomer Torah Mitzvos, then the deceased is not pleased to have him be Mishtatev, and therefore there's no need to delay. And then he says that's also another limitation, that it's only true if there are no relatives there. But if there, the mace had seven children and six of them are there, you're just waiting for the seventh one to get there, he thinks that's not appropriate. That is a violation of halanas hamace. L'chora, both of those chidushim are tzarech iyun gadol. That would be mehechitesi. First of all, that the father's not happy that a child who's shomer Torah mitzvos would participate in the levaya. You would think that the father would be happy that he'd participate in the levaya. And the second chiddush, the poskim don't say anything like that. The poskim don't say that it depends if he has any krovim or doesn't have any krovim. At least I didn't see anything in poskim like that. And especially when you consider the sugya, the reason you're allowed to do this is because of the kavod achayim. So you have the kavod of the entire family. So you would think that each member of the family has the right to insist on that kavod, that they have the right to insist on that kavod. So I found that very odd that the Rav Sternbach would write such a thing. That it's not considered to be for his kavod. So we got to the question of how much time is the levaya allowed to be delayed in order for krovim to join? Right. So that's also a question. So we'll get to that in a moment. Right. How long of a halanas hames do you do in order that a karov should get there? What about the children in Chumash who go to their father's levaya? Noah, what do you mean by that?
So yeah, that seems to be against Rosh Sternbach. Meaning that even children of tzaddikim in Chumash go to the levaya of their fathers. So it seems that that's something that's good.
I mean, it could be meaning children who are not religious. I mean, he's talking about
children who are in Purim. Going to their so father's levaya.
Where do we have in Chumash? For Esav to go?
Yeah, Esav.
About Yishmael? Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. You can say before Matan Torah, it's hard to bring rayas. I don't know, but it seems strange. It's like a strange chiddush anyway. Also, can one wait for family members who are not shiva krovim? Or for good friends. Oh, so that lechor would be nafkamina in terms of kavod ames versus kavod achai. That if you hold that it's kavod ames, then lechora, whatever the mace is going to be mischabed with. But if it's kavod achayim, lechora, that's a din in the avelim. It's not a din in anybody else. I would think that would be the way to break it down. Sorry, my computer's just playing funny games here. All right, so on we go. So I found Rosh Shurmach's chiddush to be a little bit difficult to accept, difficult to understand, v'chulei. So the minig is that we do delay the burial for the sake of the getting a karov to be able to participate in the levaya. Pischi Tshuva and Sivkan Gimel quotes from Radvaz that if you find a harug and you don't know who he is, you find a dead body, and it seems that he's a bali sha'achas, ulai mutar la'alino till his wife comes and can give simanim uvhakim, because then they'll be able to give proper kavod. Meaning, if you haven't identified the remains yet, it might be worthwhile to delay the burial so that they can identify the remains. You'll save his wife from being an aguna, and it will be for his benefit for sure, in that the children will then be able to say kaddish and they'll be able to be misabel properly. So you're going to want to know that information in order to be able to make sure that he has a proper, that he's treated properly. In Pischi Tshuva and Sif Karnal, if he quotes a Chavas Yair in Simen Kuf Lametes, that when the Sar HaMedina is demanding a great sum of money in order to bury him, so you don't have to pay all of your money in order not to violate the lav of Lo Salin. Normally, in order to do a mitzvah saseh, a mevazri zali vazri zayosu michomish, you have to spend up until 20%, but to avoid violating a lav, you got to spend all of your money. No, not in this case, because you're not actively violating. It's like it therefore would have a din of a mitzvah saseh, meaning since it's violated b'shevi altase, by just not burying him, so then it would have a din of a mitzvah saseh of kol mevazri zali vazri zayosu michomish. Meaning, the way he understands is that the rule of that they have to give kol mamono for a los haseh is not a din in los haseh, it's a din in being over bekum v'aseh. That if a person is going to be over bekum v'aseh, so that's considered such a chutzpah to be over in avera bekum v'aseh, that we say that it's better to give up all your money than to be over bekum v'aseh. But over here where you have a los haseh that's violated b'shevi al taseh, so then it's better to you don't have to give up yoser michomesh in order to avoid violating this iser. In Chidushari Kivegra on the Shulchan Aruch over here, in Kufnun Zayin, Sivkan Beis, he asks on the Chavos Yoyer from the Rivash that where he writes the Yomar Baladin Shemitzvah Slosa Se Shein Bemaisa Harei Bin Yezek Mitzsei. So he raises the question that he's not sure that you can necessarily say this, that every time you have a mitzvah lo sase that's violated b'shei v'al tase, that it would have a din of a mitzvah sase. It's not so pashut that it would have a din of hamavazis, would not have a din of a lo sase, because meaning l'chora, a mitzvah lo sase, even if it's done b'shei v'al tase, is more chamor than a mitzvah saseh. So how can you learn the rule from mitzvah saseh to that which is more chamer? Granted, I see it's not quite the same as a regular lo saseh, but it's still more than an asay. But if you look in Prima Gadim, in Aruch Chaim Siman Tafresh Nun Vav, right in Hilchos Lulav, where you actually have this halacha, so in Prima Gadim over there, in Eshel Avram, Sivkan Ches, he also makes this chilek. He thinks that this is a din of asay versus, of kumva asay versus shevi al taseh, and not a din in mitzvah saseh versus mitzvahs lo saseh. So that's just a little bit about that. This relates to, obviously, this is a more klaliistic issue in terms of how we view this halacha. So that's a little bit of the discussion that comes up over here. I should point out that another common case where they're going to want to delay a burial, where they'll often want to delay a burial at least, is a case where they want to bring the mace to Eretz Yisrael. So sometimes it's going to be a long... when, you know, Shanim Kitikunan, when everything is going properly and things are easy, so then, yeah, they could bring a mace to Eretz Yisrael without too much of a delay. But sometimes you're in an unusual circumstance and they end up having to delay a burial significantly in order to be able to bring a mace to Eretz Yisrael. So there is an interesting tshuva that Rav Sternbach has, again, Rav Sternbach in Chelek Gimel, Simen Shin Ayin, and Rav Sternbach discusses Kvur in Eretz Yisrael in general, and what the chiyuv is, and he writes that he has a davar chadash to be mechadesh be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, and he says that he's going to start with a story that he remembers that when a certain gaon Rav Zidel Samichitsky passed away, I'm not sure who that is, someone could maybe Google him or something, during the time of Slichos, it was close to Rosh Hashanah, they realized that to get him to Eretz Yisrael for Kavura, it was going to be, since Rosh Hashanah was going to interrupt in the middle, it would take like 10 days to get him to Eretz Yisrael, he'd be without Kavura. So they asked in London, the Admor Mishatz Zatzal, Rav Shalom Maskevich, who apparently was a big posek at the time, and he said that at that time he remembers that in earlier years they used to not have planes and trains that would go all the time from to Eretz Yisrael, and the people would be brought from Syria and from Mitzrayim for Kavur in Eretz Yisrael, and sometimes it would take way, way longer than 10 days, and no one was choshesh for it, so it wasn't a problem, meaning if the journey takes that long, but for Kavur in Eretz Yisrael, that's what you do. So says Rav Sternbach, Ubahagufa ani navuch tuva. He says, I'm a little bothered by that, because the Mechaber writes in Simon Shin Samach Beis, that anosein meso ba'aron, below cover of Bakarka is over Mishum Baltalin. That even if the mace is in an Aron, but he's not buried in the Karka, it's a violation of Baltalin. So who's to say that it should be mutter because of Chibas Admas Aretz, because you love Eretz Yisrael so much, to leave someone unburied without, leave someone without the mitzvah of Kvura, a violation of Alanis Amace, for weeks at a time? And even if you're doing it Lekvodo, even though when you do it Lekvodo, Lechor, it's not a violation of Lotalin, he quotes a Zohar Kadosh and Parshas Kadoshim, that sounds like that's only Meis Leis, that's only for 24 hours, and even if you're knowing to do more than that, but such a long time, the Mavri Yabok writes that the Neshama is Sovel, terrible Yisurim, until the Kavura, and even when you're Malin Lekvodo, the Mefarshim say that even though it's not a violation, but that's only Lahavi Aron V'Tachrichim, or to bring Krovim, but to be Metaltalim for Kama Shavuos, we don't have that, meaning it doesn't say that anywhere that you're allowed to do that. So Tzorach Iyun Gadol says why this was always the practice, that they would spend weeks bringing a body to Eretz Yisrael. So he says, I have a chiddush to say, that the geder is that when it's efshar b'karka, when you have the ability to bury in the ground, then the Shulchan Aruch says you're not yotzei the mitzvah of kavura in an aron. But an aron, when a mace is in an aron, it's at least not mavuza, it's put in a safe and closed location. So when there's a tzorech and it's not possible to bury bekarka, then you are mekayim the mitzvah of kvura, even in an aron that the mace is presently in. And he says that it seems that way from the mechaber in Shinai and Hay Siv Dalid, that if you put the mace in the aron, that you're mona shiva because it's yev shalakovro. And the shach says that it's like a kvurim al yusa, since it's yev shabakarka. So he says maybe if in terms of counting shiva, you're going to count the aron as kvura bakarka. So maybe as far as a case of kvura as well in the yisra of lo salin, it could be that it's not a violation of lo salin when you can't bury him bakarka, and he's in the aron. So he says it could be when they would be molech le'eretz Yisrael the kvura, where they kept him in an aron the entire time. So zehu kvuraso, and they would bring him to Eretz Yisrael to bury him bakarka, but while they were in chutz la'aretz, They couldn't bury him. He says now in Chutzar there already is a din of kavura. He already was buried, but by Yaakov Avinu they waited 70 days lebchiyah. Yosef Atzadik until he was munach ba'aron and b'shas, you know, they waited a long time. So b'shas avchak, apparently that's good enough. And he says maybe that's what Rabbeinu Chananel writes in Masech Sanhedrin, which is printed on the side of the page in the Vilna Shas, that v'kaimlan shekvura drabanan, meaning kvura bekarka, that the Gemara over there talks about that you're allowed to that midin kvura could be really done with an aron, but bekarka it's only din midrabanan to then further bury bekarka. So that's what because the Gemara has an expression remez lekvura minatora minayin. So it's saying dafka remez because the Yikra Pasuk of kaberta tikberenu is coming could tell us that even if you were that even if you took him out of the grave once, you have to bury him again. But it could be that whole din is only a din midrabanan. So he says mida oraisa kvura bekarka is a mitzvah. But when it's efshar, so it's like it has a din. He compares it to tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin b'mila. That the mitzvah min amuvchar is certainly min haTorah better to do bekarka. So if you're also by kavura, it's better to do bekarka. That a kohen to bury a karov or a meis mitzvah is mitame for the sake of kavura bekarka. When it's not possible, so then the kavura ba'aron is good enough. So that's what he suggests, and therefore he says that maybe is the justification of why they delay during travel. But he then adds that he does not believe that putting a mace in a refrigerator accomplishes the same thing. Meaning in the morgue, when they refrigerate the body, he does not think that accomplishes the same thing of kvura ba'aron. He thinks that that's not at all the practice, and the minhag always was that you put the mace on the ground in order to keep him cool, because we assume closer to the ground is cooler, I guess because heat rises and the ground is generally cold. But we have to always follow b'chol prat uprat b'minhage tara ukvura, because the hemal pisod v'minhage midar dar. A lot of this is kabbalistically based, and chas v'shalom l'shanos kumlonima is a minag. We can't change any minag, and he just tries to suggest this as a chiddush to explain why it is that we're not so makbid about leaving a mace unburied for a significant amount of time in order to get him to Eretz Yisrael. So that's a little bit about halanas hamace. So again, the isser of halanas hamace is a function of the mitzvah of kavura. It's also a function of the pasuk says lo salin nevlasu al ha'etz, whereby haruge beizdin, that you can't leave him hanging. But it's not a violation of lo salin when you're gathering tzarchei ha'meis, even if it is only l'kavod ha'chayim, but that's considered a legitimate tzarech. So we would delay a reasonable amount of time, but not an unreasonable amount of time. No, there is no chiyuv kavura in Eretz Yisrael. If I said I misspoke. Someone just put that I mentioned the chiyuv kavura in Eretz Yisrael. There's a maila of kavura in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara Maseches Ksuvos talks about that tchias ha-mesim, when tchias ha-mesim happens, that there are going to be mechilos bekarka, that all of the mesim are going to have to burrow, you know, through the ground to get to Eretz Yisrael, and then tchias ha-mesim is going to happen in Eretz Yisrael. So there's assumed to be a more of a yisurin of the chibut karka if you're buried in Chutz Laaretz. But if you're buried in Eretz Yisrael, you can just get up right where you are, and therefore it's considered to be to take away some of the yisurin that the neshama has. It's a major question whether that's appropriate. I think David Lichtenstein did a whole show on it where he interviewed different rabbanim about whether it's a good idea or a bad idea to have kvura in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, to what extent should a person spend money on that? It's very costly. It costs three times as much to bury someone in Eretz Yisrael as it does in Chutz Laaretz. I think if you're an Israeli citizen, you can get a plot for cheaper in Eretz Yisrael. But for an American to just go to Eretz Yisrael is very, very expensive. So, you know, there are definitely many Gedolei Yisrael that wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael and are buried in Eretz Yisrael, even if they didn't live there. And there are others, you know, that are not. I think Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is in Queens. You know, there were Rabbi Shmuel Marcus from Landers gives a cemetery tour in Queens. He with his balabatim, it's unbelievable. The Gedolei Olam that you could go. The Maitre T'Iloi is in Queens, and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and there are Gedolei Olam that are right in our backyard. You know, people think you have to go to Eretz Yisrael for Kivrei Tzadikim. So some of them didn't have the opportunity to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Some of them didn't want it. They wanted their children to be able to visit the kever. They thought that was a greater zuchus. Although one could argue that that's a little short-sighted. Meaning, I would tell someone now, if their cheshbon is that they want their children to be able to visit, I would tell them, where do you think your children are going to live? Meaning, the chances are that if not the next generation, then for sure the generation after, even al pi derech hateva, without Mashiach, without anything, even though mechak lo b'chol yom shiyavo, even without it, just the way things are going, there's a much greater likelihood that the children will certainly be in Eretz Yisrael frequently throughout their lives, but also that they would live there. All right, let's get some questions. We may have mentioned this, but according to Rav Sternbach, would they not be onin and start avails from the time the mace is put in the aron when they're going to bring it to Eretz Yisrael? Now, I think what he's suggesting is that that they're still, because the plan is to do kvura, and there is like a time frame on that plan, that the avelus would only start at the kvura. But he's just saying that it wouldn't be a violation of lotalin. I think that he's trying to thread the needle on that, and he's trying to say that it still wouldn't be a violation of lotalin because meikra din, you know, kvura ba'aron might count as kvura on some level. I think he's trying to sort of thread the needle on that. I did want to talk a little bit about the issue of halanas hames. Of nivelames rather, not just halanas hames. So the Gemara. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Kufnun Hey Amud Aleph. So the Gemara has that they asked Rabbi Akiva whether you're allowed to be, they could be bodek in a kever to see if someone was maybe simanim or not, to find out if someone was a gadol or not. And he said that you're not allowed to be menavel lemace by digging up the mace and checking for simane gadlus. That's what the Gemara says in Bava Basra Daf Kufnun Hey Amud Aleph. So that is one of the major sources for the Neid Yehuda in his famous Tshuva in Ma'adura Tinyana, Simin Reish Yud, which the Pischi Tshuva over here in Simin Shin Samach Gimel, Sivkat and Hay quotes, to discuss whether you're allowed to do an autopsy in order to learn Chachma Sarafua. Are you allowed to experiment on a mace to learn Chachma Sarafua? Is that an Isra of Nivel, or do you say it's Mutter because whatever you're going to learn could be used potentially to save lives, and therefore it's an issue of Pikuach Nefesh? And he says, nah, it's not considered Hatzalos Nefashos when there's not another, and this is the famous distinction, when there's not another Chola Lefaneinu, someone who needs that information. Let's say there's some sort of virus going around, and you don't know anything about the virus, and studying the body will be able to prevent or will aid in treatment of those who are suffering that are right there. So that's Chola Lefaneinu. That's a different situation. Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Alonis Hameis, the same way it's Docha Kolata Rukula. But that's only when it's a Chola Lefaneinu that requires it. If it were Pikuach Nefesh, he says, then you would say that you'd be allowed to make medication on Shabbos. You should be allowed to do Shechikas Samanim on Shabbos because there might be some sick person. I mean, if you don't make this distinction of Chol Lefaneinu, then you should be allowed to just continue producing medication on Shabbos because there might be some sick person who needs it who comes along. No, we don't imagine that someone sick is going to come along and is going to require whatever refuah we're going to be able to, we hope to be able to provide for the person. So you have to say that it's not pikuach nefesh because it's seinu lefaneinu, so that doesn't have a din of pikuach nefesh. And he's machmir, he says if we're makel on this, so then the rofei ha'umos are going to be menateach all of our mason in order to learn from them. Meaning the whole issue goes away. They're just going to they're going to cut apart all of the Jewish mason in order to. You can always learn more. So you know there's always one. The science always has more to learn. So the Chassam Sofer in Yerideasim and Shin Lamed Vav just adds that there's another Isra over here, and L'chora, that's an Isra of Hanah min ames, and which aside from halanas ames, and it's strange that the Nadav Yehuda didn't even mention that, like he didn't even discuss Hanah min ames. So the Chazanish in Yaradeya Simin Reish Ches rather Os Zayin says that there's no chilik whether it's lefanenu or not. It's all taluya whether it's matsui. Anytime it's matzoi, then it's b'chal pikuach nefesh. Meaning, he's changing the definition of chalul. Not changing, he's elaborating on the definition of chalul lefaneinu. This is Rav Shachter's pointed out as well. The chalul lefaneinu means that you know that there's someone that needs it. Meaning, let's say you have, for organ transplantation or something like that. So we could do, there aren't many organs that you can transplant while a person is dead that are still going to be useful. But a kidney from a dead person, they can certainly use. It's not as good as a kidney from a live person. I'm leaving aside brain death for now. We discussed that one, meaning obviously if you assume that brain death is death, then there are many organs that are very, very useful for living people. But let's assume that brain death is at least a suffix chai. So you're not going to take from a brain dead person, but from a deceased person. So you can take a kidney. You could take a kidney from a person, and it's not as good as a live kidney donor. A live kidney donor, the kidney will last, let's say, on average 15 years, whereas from a deceased kidney donor, it will last about 5 years. So it's a significant difference, obviously. But do you need the chola to mamish be in that hospital? If they could transport the kidney, they put it on ice and they bring it to a hospital, on the other side of Manhattan or something. So l'chora, that would, or in a helicopter or something, and they bring it to a chola who needs it. I don't know if they do that or not, but if they can, so why would that not be a chola lefanenu? So the Chazanish says it just means that it has to be matzui, that the information is going to be useful. And he writes on the Chasam Sofer about the Yisra Hana'a, he says, what Yisra Hana'a are we talking about over here? You're just looking. Hana'a means something that could be, that is a marketable Hana'a, something that could be sold, something that has value. So it could be that's why the Nadav Yehuda only mentions Nivel. The Nadav Yehuda doesn't bother mentioning Hana'a. So it turns out that when there's Pikuach Nefesh Mamish, we're Docha Nivel Ames, but Limud Chachma Sarafua is not considered, just to enhance our knowledge, would not be considered Pikuach Nefesh. That's the way the Chasam Sofer, the Nadav Yehuda, and the Chazanish seem to come out. Now Rav Moshe has a fascinating tshuva in Yoredei El Chelek Beis, Simen Kufnon Aleph, where he says, the reason for the Nadav Yehuda that the Nadav Yehuda gives, he says, is dachuk. Because what do you mean? There are always cholim around that will benefit from that which we learn. Cholim lefaneinu? The Chazanish is right, that if there are people that could benefit from what we learn, so who cares where the physical location of that cholim is? So nowadays especially, where communication is so easy, there are always cholim around that could benefit from what we learn. So Moshe says the reason we don't do autopsies is for a different reason. He says even if there are cholim that are around, there's no chiyuv to learn chachmas harafua in order to save somebody else's life. The whole mitzvah of saving somebody else's life is to do whatever you're capable of doing, whatever is currently within your capabilities to save somebody else once you know what you're doing. But just like a person doesn't have to work hard to become wealthy in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah, it's another step removed. The mitzvah of tzedakah is if you have money and there are poor people that need the money, you give the tzedakah, but you don't have to go and become rich so that you can have money and then fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah. Hu adin, you don't have to become a doctor so that you can save somebody else's life. It's not necessary to become a doctor to be matzil somebody else. So since you don't have to learn refuah, so there's no heter for the isra of nivel ames. And then at the end of the tshuva, he brings a raya from a gemara in Chulin, Yud Aleph Amid Beis, that you're not allowed to be menavel ames l'tzarech Safek Hatzala, when there's a Rov Kenegdo, and he says, even if it's Shaykh Safek Bikuach Nefesh, it's also to be Menavel the Mace for that. From the Chazanish, it sounds that if Cholim are Matsui, it would be considered Pikuach Nefesh against Rav Moshe. And even according to Rav Moshe, Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Nivel, it's just that Limud Chachmas Harafua is not really, meaning it's not really, it's a hechsher mitzvah b'alma, it's not really pikuach nefesh, it's not really saving a life. It could be nafkamina would be between Rav Moshe and the Chaznish if you can take a varim from a mace and be menavel litzorech achai when its chol is not lefaneinu. That according to Rav Moshe is for sure mutter, because the it's not about learning something; it's about just using the mace. Whereas according to the Chaznish, when it's matzui, it would be mutter. But according to the Nedi Yehuda, it would not be mutter unless it's chol lefaneinu. So that would be nafkamina between the Chaznish and Rav Moshe on the one side, and the Nedi Yehuda on the other side. So the Nedi Yehuda and the Chasam Sofer might be moda when the chol is lefaneinu, that's called pikuach nefesh, and you're allowed to be menavel a mace. Meaning they're certainly moda to that. However, the Aruch Lener in Tshuvas Binyan Sion Siman Kof Ayin is the other famous tshuva on this topic. And the Aruch Lener writes in Binyan Sion Siman Kof Ayin that even b'makom pikuach nefesh mamish, we are not docha the iser of nivel. Wow. Since when is something not going, we're not going to be docha an iser for pikuach nefesh mamish? So he says, I have a raya brura, a gemara in Baba Kama daf samach amid beis. The Gemara talks about David HaMelech's Shaila about being Matzil Atzmo b'mamun chavero. Was he allowed to burn down the fields in order to save himself? So he asked the Shaila, and there's Machlokas Rashi and tells us exactly what the Shaila was, but the Gemara seems to say that everybody holds the Hatzil Atzmo b'mamun chavero is usher when you don't plan on paying back. And his whole shaila was, do I have to pay back after I... His whole shaila was, am I allowed to do it even if I do plan on paying back? But if he doesn't plan on paying back, then it would for sure be usher. So if you're not allowed to be matzil atzmo b'mamun chavero, you're not even allowed to cost someone else their money to save your life. So for sure you're not allowed to be matzil atzmo b'bizayim chavero, b'nivel chavero. So that's what the Aruch Lener says. That's my raya, and therefore you see that nivel ames is not docha pikuach nefesh. So the Maram Shik in a couple of tshuvas in Shin Mem Dalet and Shin Mem Zayin, was a little bit troubled by this. L'chora, the Yisrael Asa Mam Chavero, when Ein Daita L'Shalim, that's because it's Efshar L'Shalim. But by something that by its very nature is Efshar L'Shalim, for sure it's just a question of life versus money. Life has to win. You have to be Mevazi's Mammon in order to save somebody else's life. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Afilu Bischar, you have to be Meshiv such an Aved, an Avedas Gufo, if someone's gonna die. So that's a little bit difficult. So, L'chora, the Nod Debut is more correct. That by Pikuach Nefesh Mamish, it's gonna be Doche, the Isra of Nivel. Binyan Tzion, says, yeah, but if Chasam Sofer and the Nod Debut would have seen my Raya, then they would have been Maskin. Hard to imagine that they just forgot one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas, Baba Kama Daf Samach, that talks about being Matzal Atzma Mam Chaveru. It's hard to say something like that. That if they would have, it's not my fault that they weren't smart enough to think of my Raya, but if they would have, then they for sure would have agreed. Seems like a strange thing to say. So the Pashtus is that for Pikuach Nefesh, we would violate Nivel Hames. The Chazanish is ha'ara that limud is not considered hana'a. So the Maram Shik in the Chuvan Shin Mem Zayin disagrees with that. He thinks limud is considered hana'a. The Gemara in Nidarim Lamed Heyam and Beis tells us that you're allowed to be malamed amudar hana'a torah shebal peh, because mitzvos lav lehanas nitnu, that even though he's not allowed to get hana from you, you could be malamid him tarash bal peh, because mitzvos lav lehanas nitnu. So l'chora, that's so said the Mishnah on Memches Amud Aleph, that a mudar hana is not allowed to get hana from the svarim, the sifrei Torah of the city, mitzvos lav lehanas nitnu. So it must be that limud is not considered hana, but being matzil your own money, but that you're not going to now need to go somewhere else and pay for travel expenses and find a sefer Torah somewhere else, that is hana. The money saved in not having to find an alternative plan, that is hana. So here also, even if chachmas harafua is a mitzvah, so you can say mitzvah savlehanas nitnu, but that only helps by the etzem achachma that that's not called hana'a. But when you whatever you learn from this mace, you can now save on the time and effort and research costs of learning in other ways, and that l'chora is a hana'a that's at least gorim l'mamon. So therefore, says Maram Shik, he's not convinced from the Chaznish that he's not convinced. I mean, he doesn't obviously doesn't talk to the Chaznish. Chaznish was later, but the Maram Shik is not convinced that it's called that. I mean, the Maram Shik thinks that it is in fact called hana'a, because whatever there's aren't, you know, drug companies spend all their money on R&D, the research and development of medication. That's a very costly and time consuming thing. So that is a hana'a that's gorim. That's Gorim Lamamon. So those are the basic shitos that are out there as far as when we do Nivala Meis and whether it's Pikuach Nefesh and what counts as Pikuach Nefesh. So again, you have the Nadib Yehuda's famous tshuva about the Meis being the Chol Lefaneinu. You have the Chasam Sofer who suggests that it's not only Lefaneinu Mamish, but it's if it's Matzui, that it's included in the Chaznish. I'm sorry, that's Chaznish, that it depends if it's Matzui, the Chasam Sofer, that you have to contend with the Yisra Hanoa Minames as well. And then we have Ramesha, where it's you just don't have to know things. If you happen to not know anything, then you don't have a Chiyuv to save the person. So let's get to the questions over here. At least our raisa, wouldn't autopsies not be a problem of hana min ames, since kol marav reich in mamishomeno? So I think we just addressed that, right? Whether looking at something and what you learn is called hana. Yeah, I think we got to that one. Eliyahu Fuchs, I think Rav Shechter used this definition of lefanein with regard to a ventilator. Yes, he did. With regard to a ventilator being safe for someone who's not actually in the hospital an hour or two away. Not only that, he didn't just say an hour or two away. He thought even if you don't know of anybody, but you just know based on trends, meaning at the height of the COVID pandemic, when things were at their worst, and halavai, they should never go back to being that way, but when things were at their worst, it was clear that there were more cases that were going to come in that day. He thought that's called the Faneinu, meaning he's working with the Chazanish's Geder of Matsui, that if it's something that's Matsui, that it's going to be needed, that that's called the Faneinu. So he thought you could save the Rav Shechter wrote in the tshuva that you could save the ventilator for patients who are gonna who are gonna need it more later on. Would Rav Moshe say that in a country with no other doctor? Oh, would he say his chiddush in a country with no other doctors? If I'm obligated to drive across country to procure medication for a chol who can't get it otherwise, why would I be out? Yeah, it's different. Rav Moshe's far is difficult. Like, where exactly do you draw the line, right? Meaning, I have to put in great efforts in order to get the medicine, right? If I know how, so why don't I have to study to in order to know how? It's not abundantly clear to me exactly how you draw that line. Meaning, I hear the svara, I don't have an achrayus to be a rich person so that I can give tzedakah. But if I have money in a bank and it's going to take me some time to get the cash, and the fellow needs cash, so I do have to go to the bank and get the cash, l'chora, right? I can't say, oh, sorry, I don't have any cash, you know, can't help you. So that's a difficult question. Yair Luchman, the Maisa, what do Israeli medical schools do about these issues? So it's a real problem. It's a real problem with Israeli medical schools. I don't know what they do about these issues. I assume they have Arab bodies that are donated to science, but I think Rav Gorin wrote tshuvas about this. No, I think they have some heterim maybe that they use, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure what our poskim say about the Israeli medical schools and whether it's a violation of Nivla Meis to use. Does anyone have any knowledge of that? I don't know. Couldn't we say that Nidarim are different because by Nidarim we follow Lashem Bnei Adam? Also, Meikra Adin aren't drug companies not allowed to take schar for their medications since it's Refuah B'schar. Why would it be Davra Goreim L'mamon? No, it's never going to go because it costs money to find out the information. And as far as in the Dharm, Father Lashon Bnei Adam, but we do, when the Yisra is Hana'a, we do throughout Mesechus and Dharm, we're always looking for the definition of Hana'a, right? Mitzvot Lav Lehanos Nitnu, regardless of what people call Hana'a. What level of confidence in the autopsy leading to some Hassel Savash requires to justify violating the law? Right, Lechora would need to be a high level of confidence. If you don't really think you're going to learn anything from it, and it's just I don't know how to put numbers on that. I don't know how to be magdir the numbers on such a thing. Now, the isser of halanas ames or nivel ames rather, is it an isser d'oraisa or an isser d'rabbanan? So meaning. To what's the makar of the Yisr? Meaning, so it seems that the makar of the Yisr of Nivel is a lav and an asay in the Torah in Parshas Kiseitzei. Lo salu nivla sal eitz, ki kavartik brenu bayom ahu, ki kil asalukim talui. So the Ramban, ala Torah over there, the Ramban writes, v'inei, hamelin talui ala eitz over below sase vase, that if you leave him hanging on the tree, so then it's a violation of both the lo sase and nase. And he quotes the Mishnah Sanhedrin, Mem Vav, that if you're a Melin Esame, Shalom Lekvodo, that's a violation. Ma Eitz Shu Nivul, Av Kol Shu Nivul. And it's got to be done in a way that's a disgrace. V'inei, L'da Atom, Kikilas El Kimtali Lomar, Avabish is a Ro'i L'Navlo L'go Del Cheto, Lo Sasakein, Kikilas El Kimtali. And the Chiddush is even this guy, who obviously was deserving of a pretty serious onesh, the Yisr still applies even for him. So kal v'chomer for everybody else. So apparently the Ramban understands that when you're melin esmeso, it's a violation of a lav and an asay because you are being menavel him. That's what he says. Ma'et shehu nivul av kol shehu nivul, whatever you consider to be a nivul. So apparently the Yisr of losalin is an outgrowth of nivul. Although you could argue that other nivule hames that are not just leaving him hanging are only in Isser Midrabanan. Let's maybe discuss this a little bit more. The Gemara Sanhedrin of Mem Vav Meis, Rashi and Chumash quotes it, tells us Kikila Silkim Talui Zilzulo Shel Melechu, that it's a zilzul of the melech. Why? Because a person is made b'dmus diyukno shel kodesh baruch hu, and klal yisrael are the banav shel makom. So the Gemara gives a mashal l'shnei achim tumim. You have two twins that look exactly alike. One of them becomes a melech, and the other one is arrested for being a bandit, and he's hanged. So anyone who sees the brother that's being hanged, it's going to be a bizayin to the melech, because he looks just like the melech. So the melech is going to say, get him down, because it's a klala. So it's going to be a zilzul. Klal over here means a zilzul. So you see that the purpose of the mitzvah is to you shouldn't be to be monea the nivula mace, that you're not allowed to be male in the mace because he's bidmus the yukno of a kodesh baruch hu, and it's as if you're being mezalzel b'kvot shemayim when you're mezalzel in the kavanah mace. So. The raya that the two are very closely associated, la halacha, nivel ames and halanas ames, is Shulchan Aruch and Shinun Zayin over here writes that you're not allowed to be melinas ames unless you're melina l'kvodo, l'avi lo oren v'tachrichin, o mekornos, o kadeh sheyevo krovim, o lahashmiya ayoros. And the makor is the Gemara that we said, that we learned from Lo Salin of Laso, Ala eight. So Dumya Dutalu that it's Isbe Bizayon. But over here there's no Bizayon, and therefore it's gonna be mutter. So you see explicitly that the whole Isra of being Malin is only when it's a Nivel Ames. But if you're Malin Kedei Lechabdo, then it's mutter, because Yatzav Sedo Bischaro, meaning you whatever hefsid there is in the Bizayon of leaving him out, you're gaining more by the kavod that you're giving him. So the Gesher Achayim in Chelek Beis, Perek Beis, Os Gimel says, Bish, Lama, by the lav of Lo Salin, you're allowed to violate the Kavod Shel Meis, because the whole lav is Kikil El Kim Talui. That because of the Bizayin Ameis, it's because of Bizayin Ameis, and Mele, when it's the Kavod, you're not going to say this, because Adrabah, it's a mitzvah to be Mele in the Meis. But according to the Ramban, where there's another Isser of those Sitame Asad Mascha in Eretz Yisrael, why were the poskim makel to be mailed in the mace for the kavod, and they only asked it in Yerushalayim? Where do you find that you could be makel with that lav l'kavod mace? So it says the Geshur HaChaim, you have to say that the Rabban holds that it's all part of the same Geder Adin of Lo Salin. Or he says, Tumas Ha'aretz is Shaykh only when you're mailin mason be'eretz Yisrael without any tam l'shvach, without any good reason for it, because then it's a bizayon to the Kedushas Ha'aretz, as if the whole thing is a Beis HaKvaros. But when you're mailin for some sort of need, so then it's the whole reason of Tumas Ha'aretz doesn't apply. But that's what the Geshur HaChaim writes within Shitas Ramban. But the Rambam holds that Lo Satami Asad Mascha is just a tam that's given for Lo Salin, that it's not a separate Isur. So you see that all of these Isurim, Lo Satami Asad Mascha, Halanas Ameis, Nivul Ameis, they're all very much connected with each other, and the gedder of all of them seems to be that if you're that it's a bizayon. But whenever it's not going to be a bizayon, whenever that's going to be the kavod, let's say I think poskim are makel to find the murderer. If somehow there's going to be evidence that you're going to find the person who murdered this guy, so that ultimately will be a greater kavod for him. It's not going to be a bizayon for him. So then in such cases, it could also be that they're going to be makel anyway, because it could be that if you have a murderer on the loose, that's a pikuach nefesh, right? That someone who killed once is obviously a much greater risk of killing again. So if you could find evidence that's going to be able to put a murderer away and be able to catch a murderer by being melin as a mace and even being menavel the mace, so that's a poskim or mekel in those cases. Yeah, so that's some of the discussion. How much time we have left? Just a few minutes. Okay, so what about Meisei Akum? Is the issue of Nivla Meis only by Meisei Yisrael, or would we say by Meisei Akum as well? So the issue of Lo Salim is only by Meisei Yisrael. The Sefer Achinuch writes in Mitzvah Tavkuf Lamed Zayin, by the Lav and Asay of Halanas Hameis and Kvuras Hameis, he says, Noeges Mitzvah Zu, he says, Le'inyin Shar Meisei Yisrael, B'chol Makom, B'chol Zman, B'zucharim U'nekevos, Shemitzvah L'kavrim B'yom Misa. Dafka, where there's a mitzvah kvura. So dafka by Yisrael, there's a mitzvah of kvura, not by Meisei Akum. And since mitzvah of kvura is bound up with the Yisrael of Halanas Ameis, which makes a lot of sense, because the whole point is to be melin without kvura. So mela, the Yisrael of Nivul Ameis, also l'chara doesn't apply to Meisei Akum, because if kvura Ameis and Halanas Ameis and Nivul Ameis are all connected to each other, so then it won't apply to Meisei Akum. That l'chara is the very clear halacha, right? Rashi writes that it's based on that an Adam being bedmus diyukno and Yisrael heim banav. Meaning Rashi doesn't just say that the Yisrael of Halanas Ameis is based on that we're bedmus diyukno. Gayim are also bedmus diyukno, but it's that Yisrael heim banav as well. Minchas Chinuch makes that diyuk from Rashi. The Ramban writes beferish that Bnei Noach. The Ramban, however, writes explicitly the other way, that Bnei Noach are included in this lav, because that's why Yehoshua had to take down the Malchei Canaan from the Eitz Kodem Ba'ashemesh, right? Yehoshua had to take down the Malchei Canaan before Ba'ashemesh, because Meisei Akum are also included. Although one could argue that's a different inyan, maybe that's about Lo Sitame Sad Mascha. That's a separate inyan that maybe does apply to Meisei Akum, and maybe that's not a raya, unless you say, like we said, that they're all connected. So if any of these inyanim apply to Meisei Akum, then we assume la halacha Meisei Akum did not require kvura. Rav Shechter has a beautiful piece in Eretz Hatzvi, where he quotes, I think he quotes it from Rav Soloveitchik, or he's not sure how much of it is from Rav Soloveitchik, how much is not from Rav Soloveitchik, the idea that that since Meisei Akum do not, why is it that Meisei Akum do not require kvura, Meisei Yisrael do require kvura? So Rav Shechter writes that you know, what's the difference between the Yisrael and an Akum in the end of the day in terms of the kedusha of the body itself? So he compares it to the din of Tashmishei Mitzvah versus Tashmishei Kedusha, that when you have let's say worn out tefillin, so it requires geniza you need to bury it. But you have an old lulav, and you don't have to bury it. You can just throw it out. You throw it out in a respectful way. You're not totally mevazit it, but you don't have to bury it. So he points out that what's the difference between an Akum and a Yisrael? Is it the number of mitzvos, that they only have seven and we have 613? Well, none of us really have 613. I mean, we have whatever number of mitzvos apply to us. And a melech has a few more, and isha has a few less. And everyone has a different number. A kohen has a few more. Right? There are different mitzvos that apply to different people. So it's all just a numbers game, because goyim only have seven mitzvos, so that's why they don't require kavura. So he says, no, it's not a numbers game. That the nature of the mitzvos is different when it comes to Akum and when it comes to Yisrael. By Klal Yisrael, it's not just that we have mitzvos, that we have more mitzvos. It's that the pasuk describes that the Torah is kasuv aluach libecha, that we're ki'ilu tashmishe kedusha. The difference between tashmishe mitzvah and tashmishe kedusha is tashmishe kedusha are things that are associated with ksav shel Torah, whereas tashmishe mitzvah are just associated with objects with which you do a mitzvah. But anything that's associated with ksav shel Torah is tashmishe kedusha, and the halacha is tashmishe kedusha need to be nignas, and tashmishe mitzvah you're able to throw out. So the Jewish body is the klaf upon which the Torah Shebal Peh is written. Of course, in Beis Halevi, it's the klaf upon which the Torah Shebal Peh is written. So we are tashmishe kedusha. So even la'achar zman mitzvasan, the mitzvah's over. Hayom la'asosam l'machar l'kabel scharam. Person dies, he's not able to do mitzvahs anymore. But the body itself is tashmishe kedusha. Memela, it requires geniza, right? It needs to be buried. Whereas meisei akum, absolutely tashmishe mitzvah throughout their entire lives. They're chayiv in mitzvos and sheva mitzvos, and they continue to do those mitzvos hopefully throughout their entire lives, but that's all it is tashmishe mitzvah. So la'achar zman mitzvasan, they're nizrakim. There is no chiyuv of kavura. That's what he says. That's what Rav Soloveitchik explained. The Gemara in Nida, that when a baby is in utero, he learns from the malach. He learns all of that Torah from the malach, and then the malach smacks him, and he loses all of that Torah. It does not say in the Gemara that that's where you get this little bump, under your nose. But nevertheless, that's the Gemara says that the malach smacks him al piv, and then he forgets all of his Torah. So Rav Soloveitchik, this is one of the only, I think, only two varts in the entire stone edition of the Chumash that they quote Rav Soloveitchik. I think there are like two or three places that they quote Rav Soloveitchik. I think the Stone family wanted Rav Soloveitchik to be mentioned in the Chumash, which Art Scroll typically does not do, but money talks. So I think if I recall correctly, I could be wrong about this story, but if I recall correctly, the people at Art Scroll contacted my uncle, Julius Berman, and said, if you had to pick two or three Vartlach from the Rav, you know, that should make it into the Chumash, and everyone needs to see, what would you pick? And, you know, these are... So anyway, one of them is this, that the Gemara in Nida, that Rav Soloveitchik explained, that the learning of the Torah primes the child, even though he doesn't remember any of it, it primes him for learning, meaning it makes him, that's what sort of like makes him the klaf of the Torah Shebal Peh. It makes him someone where it's not, where he's going back to an old friend when a Jew comes back to learn Torah. He's revisiting that which was part of him, that was built into his DNA. So that's what makes us the klaf of the Torah Shebal Peh. That's what the pasuk says, kasuv aluach libecha, that it's meant to be understood in a halachic sense, that we are, that kasuv aluach libecha means that we are the klaf shel Torah. Anyway, so that's why the halacha is that there's no din. That's how Rav Shechter at least explains why there's no din of kavura for Meisei Akum, but there is for Meisei Yisrael. I just mentioned before we finish over here, there is a discussion, an interesting discussion in Poskim, whether it's Shayach Mechila on Nivla Meis. We generally assume Mechila is not Shayach on Nivla Meis, meaning a person wants to donate his body to science. So he's Mochel and all the Nivel, he doesn't mind. So can you say such a Mechila? L'chara is a raya from Baba Kama Daf Nun Aleph that you don't have the right to be Mochel, because it says that bar lo misa yatha, so we're magbia the base haskila. So we raise the base haskila very high so that the guy will die quickly. So the Gemara says, so why don't we lift it even higher? Why don't we throw him off the Empire State Building? So after all, he'll be happier to die more quickly. So we should have raised it even higher. So the Gemara answers, nah, it's going to be a nivela mace. You know, he's going to splatter all over the place. It's going to be terrible. It'll be a terrible nivela mace. But he's Meichel, right? He just doesn't want to suffer. He doesn't want the pain. So maybe he's Meichel that Nivela Meis, Elamai, that apparently you can't be Meichel. It could be that, who says that he is Meichel? You know, maybe he's not Meichel, such a Nivel. So if you look in Tshuva's Binyan Tzion, Simon Kuf Ayin Aleph, he thinks it's Pashut that you could be Meichel Mechayim on the Nivel that's going to happen at Lachar Misa. And that's why the Gemara in Arach in Dav Zayin says that when a woman is Yosheves HaLamashper and she dies in birth, we're Mevi Sakin and we're Korea Bitna in order to save the Vlad, even though Pikuach Nefesh Lashita Sarach Lener is not Docha the Yisur Nivel. He says, oh, that's a different story because she's Mochal the Yisur Nivel over there in order to save her baby. So his Shitos are tied in to each other. However, the Maram Shik in Shin Mem Zayin says, nah, there's just no Mechila. And his Raya is from Sanhedrin Mem Vav and Beis, that if you don't want to be buried, we don't listen to the guy because it's a Bizayin L'chol HaChayim. And the same is true by Nivel. It's a Bizayin to everybody. The postman don't bring the Raya from Baba Kamen and Aleph, but L'chora, that's, that might be a Raya as well. Rav Maisha also talks about this in Yardeh Chel Gimel Simen Kuf Mem, that nobody's a bailim on their own guf to do whatever they want, and certainly the banim and the krovim are not a bailim, and therefore no one is able to be mochel. So certainly when it's just a state-mandated autopsy or something like that, after a person dies at home, where typically they always require an autopsy, we don't have the right to be mochel that. So to the extent that we have connections with the government where we're able to say, for religious reasons, we don't want it, we should take advantage of those connections and try to avoid autopsies. So, we're going to stop there. Are there any questions? I apologize if I spoke a little fast today. Could Rabbi explain what it means that the Torah is written on in the Jewish body? I think Ritzurski has mentioned of Shach holds that Terim of Kavod Abrios apply to non-Jews also. Is Nivela Meis a problem of Kavod Abrios unless you tie them also to the Tashmisha Mitzvah Kedusha distinction? Yeah, take a look at the piece in Eretz Tzvi. You'll take a look to see what you think. I don't remember what Simon. It's, I think it's toward the beginning of the Sefer, but I don't remember 100% what Simon. Yeah? Okay? All right, have a great day, everybody.